The Mirror and the Light, an adaptation in 30-minute episodes. Written by Hilary Mantel. Read by Joseph Kloska. And abridged by Katie and John Nicol. London, May, 1536. Once the Queen's head is severed, he walks away. A sharp pang reminds him that it is time for a second breakfast. The morning circumstances are new, and there are no rules to guide us. The witnesses, who have knelt for the passing of the soul, stand and put on their hats, their faces stunned. But then he turns back to say a word of thanks to the executioner. The man has performed his office with style, and though the king is paying him well, it is important to reward good service with encouragement as well as a purse. Having once been a poor man, he knows this from experience. The small body lies on the scaffold where it has fallen, hands outstretched, it swims in crimson, the blood seeping between the planks. The Frenchman, they had sent for the Calais executioner, had picked up the head, swaddled it in linen, then handed it to one of the veiled women who had attended Anne in her last moments. The woman shuddered. She held it fast, though, and a head is heavier than you expect. Having been on a battlefield, he knows this too. The women will not let any man touch her. They slide in the gore and stoop over the narrow carcass. He hears their indrawn breath as they lift what is left of her. From the corner of his eye, he sees a presence flit away.